Pastor Ron Pierre has Vespers tonight.
I got my cheerleaders in the back, my wife and two Nancys. And if I go too long, they're going to get up and sing and cut and do a little dance. So I may go too long. I just want to see that happen. Before we're going to begin with a good friend who's going to sing for us. Steffi.
A traditional Irish blessing for us all. May the blessing of light be on you, light without and light within. May the blessed sunshine shine on you and warm your heart till it glows like a great peat fire, so that strangers may come and warm themselves at it, and also a friend. And may the light shine out of the two eyes of you, like a candle set in the two windows of a house, bidding the wanderer come in out of the storm. And may the blessing of the rain be on you, the soft, sweet rain. May it fall upon your spirit so that all the little flowers may spring up and shed their sweetness on the air. And may the blessing of the great rains be on you. May they beat upon your spirit and wash it fair and clean and leave their money a shining pool where the blue of heaven shines and sometimes a star. And may the blessing of the earth be on you, the great round earth. May you ever have a kindly greeting for those you pass as you're going along the roads. And may this earth be soft under you when you rest upon it, tired at the end of a day. And may it rest easy over you when at the last you lay out under it. May it rest so lightly over you that your soul may be off from under it, quickly up and off and on its way to God. And now, may the Lord bless you all and bless you kindly.
Thank you. And where's Steffi? She's in the back too, right? I even promised I'd be brief. But I don't keep my promises. God does, thankfully. The other day in Lodge 1, when I was walking up to my room, up on the second floor, there's a bunch of kids, they play in that section. I mean, they're always there. But there was only two young boys when I was doing this. And I'm walking off like I usually do. And the one little boy says, "You know, you look like Santa Claus." And I said, "Yes, I do." And then I said to him, just to catch him, I said, "But what if I am Santa Claus?" Well, now he was in trouble because he had to figure out how to get out of this mess. And he's, "Well, you're not real." I said, "Well, you want to pinch me? I'm very real." And so what he had to figure out was not to find me as I was, but as Santa Claus. So then he ended with, "You're not, because you don't have your red outfit on." I just loved it. You wouldn't believe, yes you would, how many times in schools, in classes, I have to get through that Santa Claus thing before I can say anything. It's just the way. But I'm not defined by being a Santa or anyone else. I'm defined by this one, I would like to do this one verse. I'll be using the first verse from the Jerusalem Bible, which was from Greek into French, French into English, and there's one sentence in Ephesians that they just use a word that I think is just gorgeous. I think it gets at who we are, what we already experienced with Steffi and Robert. It's Ephesians 2:10. "We are God's work of art." "We are God's work of art in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." As I think of this whole week in my own experience here 45 years ago, where I met Nancy, got married 5 years later, and we've been back just about every time for something or other. We are God's work of art. That word art was translated by the French from the Greek because the word is in Greek, poema. And we are God's living poems. Not to be analyzed like you do in an English class, not to be torn apart and see what it all means, but simply to be what a poem is. And a poem is best what? Experienced. A poem is always best if it can be heard. Thank you, Robert. Or music that can be heard and moved to, maybe, Elizabeth, as we'll end our song in a minute. And even though it's not very good Lutheran theology, in Christ for good works. Sorry, it says it right there. You don't like it? You're worried about your little works righteousness? Forget it. Because God has already forgotten your works righteousness. And Paul will let you know you can't be saved any other way. It's free. You can't buy it. I wish I could buy it. I found my $100 bill today that I thought I lost. I could have gotten into the kingdom if I gave it to Tom or somebody. Yes, see? Yes to the promises of God. Yes, you're going to need money when you leave this place, Uncle Tom. That's great. Yeah, but we are God's work of art. And so I would only suggest to you, as you're here, maybe just today for now, and others who've been here a while, I like you. Grandma, right? Yeah. And think of the grandmas. I did a thing on icons, and I'll just end with this. I went through all the pictures on the staff, the board. I said, what a work of art. And then I went around the corner and looked at the memorial of all the people some of us have known very well who have passed away. Some very young, by the way. The young man in Haiti, I didn't know him, but after the earthquake. But we are God's work of art. And so I hope you bump into each other as works of art and not complain. And find out what this poem is to you. We know what God's poem is to us as his special what? Children. And you see the children's artwork? Isn't it gorgeous? It's easy to miss sometimes. The stuff that has been given to us in little doses sometimes to allow us to see how incredible a drop of rain can be. Or the sunshine, or the name. He got a funny name, and he can pronounce it. Okay, that's actually my message. You should give me a hand. Look, they're going back there. I'm never this brief. But, Elizabeth, we're going to sing a song, and I'm going to have to ask you to stand for it. It's in the hymnal, right? Called What a Fellowship, 774. And this was a favorite hymn in our Salshan, quote, Eastside Lutheran Mission for 24 years. And they liked to move to it. And some of them were so lazy they started to lean on each other. We called it Leaning on the Everlasting Arms of God. It's the same hymn. Blessings.
Thank you.
Buffy, she likes it as art.
Yes.
And the ice cream is right out there. Thanks be to God and peace.
Oh, wait. Peace.